Welcome to the Macro Millionaire Podcast with Jesse and Erica Dale, where we explore how to get the most out of life, focusing on purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Awesome. Well, welcome everyone to the Macro Millionaire Podcast, or if you're watching the live stream, welcome to all our live stream watchers. We're here with Ernie Trujillo, owner of FitMog, which stands for Fit Man of God. I got to say, I love the name of your company. I love what it stands for. And Ernie, I kind of want to just dive right in. By trade, we were just talking offline, you're a teacher.
Yeah, I've been teaching for 26 years, and for 24 of those 26 years, I was also a football coach.
Oh, sweet. Nice. Do you play ball yourself?
I played ball, yes, through high school since I was a little guy all the way until I shattered my arm. I mean, you can see a big scar there. So yeah, I had a nice accident that decided, you know, you're not going to play football anymore.
Gotcha. Now, were you a linebacker or?
I was a safety.
Safety. All right. So you had some wheels.
Some people would say so. I thought I did until I went to college and realized I was just another dude.
Oh, man. That's funny. So what, I mean, being an educator, having a sports background, what would you say that those were catalysts as far as getting into health and nutrition and fitness, or, you know, health coaching?
No, not necessarily. What got me into health, fitness, and nutrition was being a wreck myself. Because I was a professional. I was working my tail off as a football coach. And man, you work crazy long hours, you know, especially during the season. And then in the off season, you're still working hard. You know, I worked at small colleges where you did everything. And I worked at some high profile high school jobs. You know, we're top schools in the nation where we're playing in Cowboys Stadium and we're playing on ESPN and things of that sort. And so with that, it takes a lot of dedication and hard work. And obviously, whenever you're doing that, what gets put on the back burner often, as so many of us have gone through, is our health. And not only our physical health, but our mental health, our spiritual health, our health, our relational health with our families. And so I was a wreck, you know, and that's where I ended up being. And that's what started me saying, you know what, I got to do something different for me, or else my life is not going to get any better. Right. And so happened to be that at that same exact time, you know, God decided, you know what, your back's going to get destroyed. Oh, man. He took everything away from me, and I couldn't walk 15, 20 yards without you having to stop, you know, major back pain and, you know, sciatic nerve down all the way down the side of my leg. And I was miserable. So I had some major back surgery and things of that sort. And I started literally step by step, you know, my first time being, clear to start working. My wife is holding my arm, walking me down to the end of the street and back, but I was determined not to just sit there and wither away.
Man, where did that determination come from? Because most people, when they're in a situation like that, they're not even thinking about, hey, how can I help others? You know, that's kind of like their lid. They're like, man, I can't even walk. I can't even think about getting into health coaching or using my story to help others. What kind of was the bridge that got you into like, all right, as I'm getting through this injury, I also want to help other people. And I love your holistic approach. People hear like nutrition coach and they think that that's like all people do is nutrition. It sounds like you're doing the total spiritual wellness, physical, mental, and man, that's where it's at. So where was that bridge between where you're at to, hey, I'm going to teach others how to get out of their mess?
Well, from this, you know, this happened in 2016, and along that same year, it was 2016 where, you know, where I was saved. God came into my life and I accepted Jesus Christ as my savior. And I became very involved in a men's ministry, and they saw the transformation of dropping the 60 plus pounds and the physical change. And obviously the walls being broke down. Not only did they see that, they wanted to say, how are you doing that? And I started talking a little bit here and there, helping a guy just with a little bit of limited knowledge that I knew from my coaching background and what I was doing. And then honestly, what happened, I was sitting at a funeral of one of the guys from a men's ministry I was in. And we were sitting there with a whole bunch of other men from our men's ministry. And they're up on the stage celebrating this man's life, as we should be. Well, yeah. Everything they were talking about, this young man of 36 years old, geared around eating. Mm-hmm. And here we are sitting at a funeral celebrating his life. And everything in there was about how he was eating too much. Well, he died because of the complications of his overeating.
Sure.
And God wrote that, and that put it in my heart. You know what? You got to do something about it.
Wow.
You know, and that's what changed my mindset on the purpose behind why it's called Fit Man of God. It's not about just becoming physically fit. There's 1,000 programs out there. You can go out there and learn how to get big muscles and ripped abs.
Yeah, right.
It's about
right.
becoming that whole person. And that's where it started. I started just helping the men in my men's ministry, and people liked it, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And then eventually it turned into, you know what? This is something that you need to do. God kept growing me a little bit more, and he continues to do that right now. That's why I'm part of Macro Millionaire, to help me grow and learn how to scale, get together with men like you.
Man, that is absolutely awesome. And what a testament, because God will use something like a broken back, where most people will be like, man, my back's broken and there's nothing I can do. He will use that to help other human beings, as he did with you. And that's absolutely amazing.
Yes, sir.
What's how are you growing FitMog? I mean, I think a lot of whether someone wants to get in shape themselves, or whether they're wanting to maybe even be a coach or share their testimony or share their experience with others, I think that's a big concern, is how do people find out about you?
Well, right now, predominantly everything I do, I haven't paid for a dime. I bought some cards, but I haven't paid for a dime of getting my word out there. You know, it's about using the social media, the platforms, learning the people that I already know, sending texts, sending emails, stuff that's already existing. And that's what I did. I just started reaching out. And honestly, how does it grow? Just by keep showing up. I mean, I started out with one dude, one paying right. customer, going over two, almost 3 years. And some mornings I'm getting up and it's like me and this guy in the gym getting after it, you know, and it's like, all right, just keep showing up, just keep showing up, just keep showing up with my mind, just keep showing up with my physical body, just keep showing up with this individual. And it grows and grows and grows and grows. And then I maxed out the gym. Right now, that's been God has blessed me phenomenally. And now I'm maxed out in my gym. And it's like, all right, what's next? You know, and a very important reason. One reason why I jumped on to Macro Millionaire this last year was in October, two Octobers ago, my mother passed away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was the complete opposite. She was skinny, frail, not eating, not moving, you know, and it was about the last month and a half that I really started to dive in and say, Mom, you got to do something. And I started to help her become, you know, get the nutrition in. Mm-hmm. Too little, too late. You know, too little, too late. She, you know, within a month and a half of me starting to work with her, getting her some nutrition tips, you know, she died of cardiac arrest. And that put me on the thing. You know what? I can help people that don't just walk through my doors. I can help people out there in so many different ways that need to become physically, spiritually, emotionally fit. You know, and that's why I'm doing what I am now. I'm scaling and growing online through Macro Millionaire and the things that you guys are teaching me and the platform that you have given, so that I could, if I would have had that prior to, I think I would have been able to help my mother years before.
Gosh, that is powerful. And Ernie, it sounds like what you're saying is, and you know, we used to own gyms as well, and you're absolutely right. You know, people walk in the door and you happily help them. But those people are walking the door asking for help. Now it sounds like you're going out into the world and being like, can I help you?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's kind of like, I think that people kind of have this this mindset where, of course, if you're in health field, you by definition, you kind of have a good heart to help other people. But I think that's where the disconnect is what they're really saying is, I want people to come to me and ask for help instead of, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to use social media, or I'm going to use the resources that I have. I love the fact that you're not paying for ads and things of that nature. Neither did we. But you're just getting out there and using the resources that you have to get FitMog in front of as many people as you can to help them. And I feel like that's a big difference between coaches who are really, really in it to help others, and coaches who are kind of like, hey, you know, I just want people to come to me for help. You mentioned something powerful that I think just in today's euphemistic society gets kind of blanketed. And yeah, you got to show up consistent, but yet nobody's doing it.
Yes.
How are you finding the drive? Because your clients are going to emulate you. You know, you're their mentor, you're their leader. And if you're not showing up, they're not showing up. So how do you find the, I guess, what's the purpose? Like, how are you getting out of bed when you don't want to get out of bed? How are you doing the do when you don't feel like it?
Well, with that, it comes from something so much bigger. I've created daily statements that I have said, and I remind myself every single day who I am, what I'm going to do, and why I'm doing it. And I say it every single day. And I spend time building that. Am I perfect at it? No. Do I fail at it? Absolutely. And the big thing also with that is just being transparent, you know, letting the clients know I'm not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. And as I make these mistakes, I'm transparent with them and I help them understand how I'm going to navigate and get back on track or how we're going to go through this system together, you know, and that's ultimately what it is. And how do I continue to do it? God's put a purpose in my heart. And if I quit showing up, I'm disservicing what God has given me. So until God tells me I'm not going to do this anymore and I'm going to find a different avenue, a different pathway of helping people, this is how I'm going to go out and love, serve, and lead others.
Man, I absolutely love what you're saying because I believe that it's kind of ingrained in us that we sometimes may not show up for ourselves, but we will show up for others. And the key word that you said is who? You know, you wake up every morning, who needs me to show up for them at the best that I can provide today? I think that's a huge, huge motivating focus. So with your clients, like we kind of touched on this earlier. I want to get into your client experience. It sounds like you're not like, you know, oh, here's your meal plan. See you later. It sounds like you're taking a holistic approach with getting people from point A to point B. Can you kind of dive into what your client experience looks like?
Well, so what I'll start them off with is I call it a 6-week training camp. And ultimately behind that, it's, you know, it goes back to my coaching days and understanding. Mm-hmm. We didn't roll out the first week of football and run double reverse passes and give them the whole entire playbook. So here you go. Now you're going to be a great football player. Right. Some of these kids that are just showing up, we're literally teaching them how to put their helmet on and shoulder pads on. Because they have no clue how to lace it up. Other kids that have been there a while, they understand, hey, you know what, how to do all this. So we can move a little bit quicker and faster with them. You know, think about varsity, JV, freshman, on and on and on. And that's where it takes. You got to find that spot where that client is. You know, do they need to learn how to put their shoulder pads on? If they are, then we got to teach them how to put the shoulder pads on. If they're ready to rock and roll and go through faster than that, man, shoot, some guys I can jump in right away and, hey, we're going to count calories and count macros right away, you know. And in addition to that, some people are really strong in their faith right away and their mental strength. So we can really dive in and start saying, well, let's start a morning process. Let's start an evening process. Let's start working on these different things that can help you move the needle even further. And that's what I like to call it. And that's what I call my mastermind is Move the Needle Mastermind. Because it's about moving the needle just a little bit. Wherever you're at, everybody can move the needle, right? And I see you guys doing that with Macro Millionaire every single way. Man, you guys are inspiring me because I see you guys just small places, business here, business there. I'm going to take this other thing on. I'm partnering with these guys. You know, I'm bringing this person in. And you're just moving the needle just slightly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's big jumps. Sometimes it's little jumps.
Yes.
It's about continuously finding a way to move that needle inch by inch, millimeter by millimeter, right? 365 millimeters is a long ways in a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Ernie, man, I want to join your program because it sounds like you're setting people up for winning daily. And I use that term a lot, like moving the needle. I think a lot of times folks hire a coach or the coach themselves set some kind of expectation, like 90-day blitz, 30 days, 30 pounds. And even if they were to just like throw it all on the field and burn themselves out and hit that crazy goal, it actually, they will retract.
Absolutely.
It's not sustainable. It's not holistic. And I love how you're not just having people move the needle in one area. Like you mentioned, hey, some people, they might need to work on their mental resiliency where other people, they might be more mental resilient. They just need to be educated on, okay, here's how physiology works or the strength component. That is awesome, because I don't think that a lot of clients out there are really sustaining their lifestyle because they don't feel like they're winning.
No, absolutely not. And you got to find ways to help them win. You know, unfortunately, you know, social media and so many different aspects, just our industry's messed up in a lot of ways. You know, you get on there and you see so many people putting the wrong stuff out there, what it takes, you know, what being healthy looks like. And it's not that. It's not realistic. It's not sustainable. And that's what I tell them. We're going to try and find something that you can do forever. You know what? Don't come in here and say, I'm going to work out 6 days a week when you haven't been working out 1 day a week.
Yeah,
that's not going to be sustainable. Some people, we're going to start on 2 days a week. Some people, we just start on, hey, we're not going to cut anything out of your nutrition. We're just going to add something healthy. Maybe it's a fruit or vegetable every single day. Or, you know, I like to start people on protein if they're ready to do that. Some people aren't ready for that. So we 100%. Find where it is that they're ready at what they can do. You know, I give them a major plan. We sit down and we do a nice Zoom call. And I say, this is a major plan, but I want you to start with this part of the plan. And once you've mastered that, then we can go to the next step. And then we keep going from there. Eventually, some people are counting macros. You know, honestly, very, very, very few clients do I ever get to the point where they're counting macros and counting calories.
Yeah.
And you just don't need it.
No, 1,000%.
So, you know, and you know, unless there's a reason, like you or I, we're trying to, you know, keep a certain look because of then we need to get a little bit more fine tuning. But still, I'm not perfect with it. I don't stay perfect on my macros and my calories and my protein intake every single day. But I've been doing this a while. I'm teaching people how to do it, and I understand the importance of it.
Yeah, man, we got to say that again for the people sitting in the back that just have one ear into this interview, because that is a big mistake that I see happen in the industry, is giving the client too much responsibility. And you look at these clients that are coming to FitMog. I mean, they probably got kids. They've got a job that's maybe stable, maybe not stable. They've got stresses going on in their life. They have that sick family member. And then they're coming to you. And I think your job as a coach is, like you said, to teach them how to do the basics and put their helmet and their shoulder pads on, not add more responsibility to their already overflowing plate.
Absolutely. What do they need to do to move the needle?
Yes.
Is it first step, or is it step one? You know, some of it is step zero. Hey, just showing up. Let's just have a conversation and let's talk once a week and teach them the importance of that, you know, and just keep guiding them and just bombarding them daily with just the small things. And the biggest thing I'm held them say every single day is, I am healthy. Because you get so many people that show up that don't have a healthy mindset. They don't, you know, they don't think of themselves as healthy. And where it starts here in the mind is absolutely what's going to be. You know, and then I ask him, well, what would a healthy Ernie do? What would you do today
to be healthy?
And then make that choice. And then when you mess up, like every single person's going to mess up, what would a healthy person do when they mess up? So that's just kind of an approach that I say, and I'll put it out there all the time, and I have them say it out loud to me. I am healthy.
Yeah. I love you putting the identity into it. But that identity, that's a good point here, is the identity statement isn't a pass fail. It's like, okay, hey, I am a healthy person. I ate that donut or whatever. I went off plan. But what would a healthy person do to get back on?
Right.
I think that is so key. And I think, man, if you're listening out there and you're trying to move the needle holistically, this guy is the one to plug into, because that's approach. Most coaches, and this is a problem that I had growing up and learning in the coaching industry, you know, when I was just a young buck who didn't know any better, is it was a pass fail. Hey, dude, you either hit your macros or you fail. And man, I wish I'd get in a time machine and go back, because that just wasn't the right approach. And when you say how to put your shoulder pads on, man, that really resonates with me. Because I didn't grow up, I grew up knowing football, like backyard ball, but I never played football in my life. Well, St. Mary's was the feeder school to the school, the De La Salle Collegiate, where I went to high school. So all the people on the freshman team had been playing football since grade one, you know, like padded football. Me, I didn't know how to put the pads on, how I kid you not. And it took freshman, I just rode the pine the whole year. I was like the laughing stock. JV, I had a coach basically take me back to pre-freshman and literally stayed with me after practice and did all the things that you do in your program. He did that 6-week camp from putting my pads on to tying my shoes right to running the plays. Long story short, I ended up starting both ways that year. Yes. Led the team in touchdowns, led the team in interceptions. So, man, it's just if so many more coaches could adopt your style, because there are those Jesse Dales out there that just initially, if they're put in a program, they can't keep up and they have true, real potential. And you're bringing that potential out for people, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what it's about, is finding them, meeting them where they're at and helping them. As I love to say, is move the needle.
Yeah, 1,000%. So anytime, and kind of as a believer, I firmly believe this, that anytime that you step into using God's gift, using what God has put on your heart to go and help other humans, scale the business, whatever it might be, I believe the enemy tries to keep you where you're at.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're non-believer, you call it the universe, whatever. But I've just seen this far too, and there's too much evidence that this works. How have you broken through those obstacles? Like when you're like, okay, I'm gonna open the studio. Hey, I'm gonna team up with Mac Maroon. I'm gonna launch this online right now. Kind of offline, we talked about you scaling eating even further. Maybe doing this full time and not teaching anymore, or being an educator. How do you kind of combat when the enemy swipes in and says, "Not on my watch"?
Well, once again, it starts off with reminding myself who I am. You know, I say every single day, I am strong, I am courageous, and I am a child of God.
Yes.
You know? So those are three things that I remind myself every single day, you know, and what would a strong person do? What would a courageous person do? And what would a child of God do? Man. You know, and those are the things that help me continue to go. Now, yeah, I have imposter syndrome. It happens to all of us. You know, I don't belong here. What do you mean you're going to do this? You know, you're just this, you know, this guy that from this spot that didn't have anything. And now how are you going to, you know, and I just got to continue to pour into. Most important thing I do is make sure I start my day off with something positive every single day. What am I putting in my brain?
Right.
I'm putting something positive in my brain. The second thing that I do is I make sure I'm giving positivity out to somebody else every single day. Right. And I like to do that a number of different ways. And I have all my guys and girls on a message, and I get on there and I say my power statement to them every single day. Awesome. And then I give them a positive word, you know, and whether one guy listens to it or all my clients listen to it, it doesn't matter. It's about giving back to somebody else. Because if you're not giving back, giving out, you're not going to be able to receive.
100%.
So right. Those are two things that I do.
Man, I love what you're saying. Is you're saying who I am, but you're also saying whose I am. I am a man of God. I am a child of God. And like you think of like, what does God say about me? Well, Joshua 1:9-10, you are strong, be courageous. You know, 2 Chronicles 15:7-8, be strong and do not give up. Your work will be rewarded. And man, if you're a believer out there, or even if not, these are words, historical words spoken into history about every human being that walks this planet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that is huge, because you're right. Our earthly selves, we're all going to have the imposter syndrome if we're just relying on who we are. But being able to tune into whose we are is absolutely incredible. And you're doing that daily.
Every single day I do that, you know, and then obviously I'm building myself up. I'm making sure I'm in learning every single day, whether it's through podcasts, whether it's through audiobooks, whether it's sitting down and reading, whether it's jumping on a coaching call, whatever it is, I am learning something about myself, about business, about health and nutrition, and about fitness every single day. Those are things that I absolutely without fail will get into every single day. I will get into scripture and the word somehow, some way, you know, and it's the same thing. All those things start with, where am I at? I can remember back in the day saying, I'm going to read the Bible all the way through. I'm just a brand new believer. I've never really been in the Bible. Well, shoot, I was a crash and fail. It turned into, now it's, hey, what verse can I read every single day that's going to help feed me? And it's just little small steps to help grow. And it's just the same way you implement anything. It's amazing We set a process and a system up that's simple and easy, and you can absolutely grow in every single one of those areas. As I got to continue to grow every single day, I'm a long ways from what God has intended me to be.
Man, that's it sounds like your program is about implementation, not just check the box.
That's what it's about.
What can we implement? Man. Yes, so kind of in closing, Ernie, what do you see? Where do you see this thing going? I mean, I've had the opportunity to see, you know, the seed planted and grow, and kind of your studio is getting plush. It's getting almost maxed out, expanding online. Where do you see this thing scaling?
Well, honestly, it might be the coaching me, but I love being in front of people. I love just coaching and motivating and teaching people. And that's where I see thousands of people every single year underneath the FitMog and FitWog. We've just recently scaled out. My wife and I are going through and doing some women's programs right now.
Nice.
It's just starting. You know, so I can see us over the next few years, you know, growing, getting the studio bigger, getting the gym bigger, whether we go to a different location and getting, you know, a lot of people in there and just growing this great, massive following of people wanting to be physically, spiritually, emotionally fit, you know, and it's about helping people be able to do that. So I see it, gyms, multiple gyms, whether we call it franchised or not, you know, if I don't dream big, I'll never get there.
Nah, man.
Who we're called to be isn't small and frail. I am strong. I am courageous. In addition to that is growing online. You know, the limit is endless on what I can do online. I mean, I can reach millions of people online, you know, but if I don't take the steps to do it, if I can't reach one, there's no way I can get to 100. If I can't get 100, there's no way I can get to 1,000. So it's continuing doing the processes, refining who I am, learning from the past mistakes I have made in order to get better. I'm not ready to do thousands of people online yet, to be honest. I'm not ready. So I got to continue to listen to guys like you that have done this before in the past and have been successful with it. Everybody needs a coach.
Everybody needs a coach. Yeah. Dude, I love your growth mindset and the fact that you're saying, hey, I'm going to have the courage and the strength to impact thousands. And right now I'm growing into the person that it takes to become that.
Yeah, we want to go so fast, like that person that wants to lose 90 pounds in 30 days. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, you know, right.
If it does happen, it's probably going to end up crashing and failing.
1,000.
I understand that with a business. I understand that with every single thing. It's not just going to happen. I got to put the steps in and got to go learn. I got to get better in order to move the needle to become who I'm supposed to be.
Man, Ernie, if I want to plug into you, your program, how do I get in touch with you? If I'm listening to this right now and I'm like, holy cow, I've got to get with this guy.
So basically, you can find me on Facebook. Look for Ernie Trujillo, FitMog, Fitman of God. Or you could call me, text me, whatever it is, at 505-320-9125.
Awesome. So that your social media, ErnieTrujillo, correct?
That's me. Yes, sir.
All right, guys, connect with this, guys. Any words of wisdom that if you were talking to yourself 3 years ago, you know, or 4 years ago when this was just getting started, any words of wisdom that you would give someone that maybe they want to do a version of FitMog themselves, or they want to get into this online space, or they want to get into coaching using their story to impact other people? What would be some words of encouragement you might give them?
Keep showing up daily, every single day. Keep showing up. You don't have to be perfect. You just got to continue to get better every single day. And you absolutely will not get better if you don't keep showing up, you know? So get up, find that thing that you need to. Don't try and fix everything. Try and fix one thing. And once that one thing's fixed, find something else to fix and keep moving the needle.
Right. Keep winning.
Keep winning.
Ernie, I love it, man. Thank you for your time, your energy and enthusiasm. This was this is an awesome way to start my day, man. I really, really appreciate your energy. If you're listening in, get in touch with this guy. You're crazy not to. Believer, non-believer, get in touch with this guy. He's going to change your life. Thanks.
I want to say thank you for the growth and what you're putting out there for not only myself, but I know that you are reaching through your program that you've put on your heart to grow. You are reaching thousands and thousands and thousands of people throughout the world that are getting healthier, that are moving the needle. So what you're doing is important. Don't forget that, and keep helping other people scale and grow just like myself.
Man, absolutely. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Have a great one.
Thanks for joining us on today's Macro Millionaire Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a millionaire review. Until next time, keep working toward the abundant life you deserve.